When patrons entered the auditorium of the newly opened Ira Theater in 1928, it's likely that the Archpresidium mural caught their eye. The skyward-looking mural featured Bellerophon, the Greek mythology hero, riding atop the winged horse Pegasus, with cherubs surrounding the demigod. Or maybe their souls were stirred by the music emanating from the Barton organ, whose notes augmented vaudeville acts and accompanied silent movies. Bruce Greenhill, the operations manager at the theater, explains.
Oftentimes, when those movies were distributed back in the early days, sometimes they had a full score with them for the local organist to play. But more often, they would just have some notes. There'd be a suggestion of, here's a theme you could play when the hero comes on screen. Here's a theme you could play when the villain comes on screen. Here's a theme for a chase scene or a fight scene or a romantic scene. It was cheaper to pay one organist than a 20-piece orchestra.
Shortly after the Ira Theater opened, however, the first talking pictures were released. Equipped with a soundtrack of speech, music, and sound effects, the talking picture not only made silent movies extinct, but also eliminated the demand for theater organs, like the Barton, overnight.
So it wasn't long after all of this money was invested in organs and that people sort of turned away from it and said, oh, I don't want to watch a silent movie. There are organ consoles and pipes in landfills and at the bottom of lakes across the Midwest because people just didn't want them. We are blessed that ours was left intact.
The Ira Theater then survived the economic devastation of the Great Depression, including the decline of many local iron ore mines. Then from the 1950s through the 1970s, while operating as a first-run cinema, the Ira Theater underwent an unusual transformation.
The owners decided that they needed to modernize, and it should be darkened in there, so everything was painted dark blue, including the beautiful gold leaf finish, the mural that sits over the proscenium. Beautiful mural. Everything was covered in dark blue. The plush velvet seating was ripped out and trashed, and layback aluminum chairs were put in.
By the early 1980s, the Ira Theater stopped showing movies, and for a few years was dark. There was even talk about bulldozing the theater for additional parking spaces for downtown.
Fortunately, a group of people got together and said, no, we're not going to lose this facility. The city got involved and acquired the building on condition that they not bear any financial responsibility. So they acquired the theater. A group of volunteers formed a non-profit group, and they were responsible for the initial restoration of the theater.
With the assistance of a mural restoration specialist, volunteers helped to remove dark blue paint, and over time, Bellerophon re-emerged atop Pegasus. Plush velvet seats were reinstalled, and after 13 years and countless volunteer hours, that unused and forgotten Barton organ was fully restored.
There are only six in their original place of installation that have been fully restored to original factory specs, and we're very proud to say that ours is one of those six that still sits where it used to sit. It has not been subject to any digital or electronic enhancements. It still functions the way it did when it was installed back in 1928.
Now, even though the stage is dark once again due to the current pandemic, the theater is continuing to stay connected with the community. Volunteers are shampooing carpets, painting offices, and remodeling the green room. Each Tuesday at 6 p.m., the theater is featuring a local artist for a short, recorded concert called 10-Minute Tuesdays. These weekly concerts also give the theater an opportunity to light up the ironwood marquee that illuminates the downtown.
Everybody in the community knows that when that sign is lit, there's something going on here. That sign, when it's lit, draws people from throughout the Gogebic Range and northern Wisconsin. Yeah, it is iconic.
Hopefully soon, theater doors will also be open for the community. This includes high school drama students continuing to find their voice and confidence on stage, to longtime patrons rekindling a romance that was sparked decades ago. For others, it's a connection to our grandparents, who also sat under the gaze of Bellerophon, while a prelude from the Barton organ played in the background. They have also waited in anticipation for the lights to dim, the curtains to rise, and the performance to begin at this palace called the Ironwood Theater. With WXPR News, I'm Larry Lapachin.